W4DJW, KN4RJN, are you still up?
Just barely. I was about to pack it in. What's going on, W4DJW?
I'm fixing my log here, and the one guy that signed in, KP3U, said his name was Sam. His actual name is Hisana Nagunga something, anyway. His previous grid put him 5,000 plus miles away, so I went into QRZ and looked him up, and he is in fact in Duncan now. And I fixed the grid. It gave his current grid on QRZ, and I put that into the software and said save current. It's still showing the distance of over 5,000 miles away, and I'm wondering how I fixed that.
I'm looking at it now. Try to reproduce that. And that's KP3Z?
Three uniform.
Okay, what I'm getting from QRZ is a grid that is JJ00AA, which is 5,791 miles.
On, where did I look him up at? I think I looked him up in, was it FCC? No, I let's see here. Let me look QRZ here real quick. No, that's not showing. Oh, it was an FCC lookup. That's what it was. FCC lookup. Well, it doesn't show his current address. It just shows that. Where did I get that? I think I got it. I must have got it in a QRZ. It shows his address as Duncan. And where did I see the grid? I don't see it now. It showed the previous grid, and then it showed the new grid as being Duncan. I'm not sure exactly where I saw that at. But anyway, so I put in the new grid. The new grid was EM84WV, which is relatively close to here. It's Duncan. But when I put that in and then tried to save current, it's still showing, you know, 5,700 miles.
Okay, I am changing my... Did you say Echo Mike 84 Whiskey Victor?
Echo Mike 84 Whiskey Victor.
I'm playing around with it to see what I can do to get it to recalculate that.
Similar problem with, who was it, James, KA2TXJ. He is now in Taylor's, but it's showing... him at 570 miles away, and I'm pretty sure Taylor's not quite that far. It's got his old grid. Let me see if I can pull him up on QRZ. W4DJWKN4RJN. I know where I found it now. If you go to amateur radio, ham radio, Maidenhead grid square locator map, which I've got bookmarked. It's levinecentral.com/ham/grid square. And you plug in their call sign there. Here we'll see KP3U. And then you look up that call sign. What it does is it gives you his QRZ grid is JJ00AA or something like that, but his current grid is EM84WV. And if you put that in and try to save it, it won't recalculate the distance. Let me try that with the other guy.
Yeah, I think I only added that comments calculation for when you right click on the table. The logbook table. And when you right click, it goes out to QRZ and grabs the one that is in the QRZ record but doesn't show on the QRZ page. So what you get back from XML from QRZ from an XML query is different than what you see on the page. The record structure is not the same. It's an XML payload. It's not that screen that you see when you go to QRZ.
Excuse me, I guess I gotta hit the button and talk to you. I started talking and realized I wasn't on the thing. Yeah, I had the same problem with, let's see, who is it here? KA2TXJ. get a Taylor's address. But if I plug that, call sign into, where to go here, the ham radio lookup, K2PXJ. That gives, okay, his previous grid was FN20UM, which is obviously a ways from here, but his current grid is EM84UX. If I put that in, try to save it, it won't change the distance. So it's a minor glitch. It's not a big deal, but I thought I should let you know about that.
So while you were talking, I figured out a way to do that. So you just go into his record, and you type in his grid over on the right. Your grid's over on the left, and you save it. Hit Control S or click the Save button and save it. And then up above there, you've got, in the main toolbar, you've got left and right buttons, kind of like you get when you're watching a YouTube video. You can go back a few frames, you can go back to the very beginning, you can go all the way to the end, or you can go forward a few frames. If you just move it off of his record by going back a couple of records and then come back forward to it, you'll see under the clock it calculates 11 miles, and when you go forward to it, it'll also put the distance equals 11 miles in there, and then you just save it, and it's there next time, every time.
It's showing 11 miles now. By saving it, hitting, you know, save current, F6, and then back up and then come forward.
Yeah, because that forward and backward is a, that moves the record set, back one and forward one. And when it goes through the record set, it clears out all the variables for that person, that previous person, and it populates that record set with all of the variables for the next person. And if you save that person, the grid for that person, it'll have a grid that it can calculate the distance from your grid to his grid. And it'll also write that down in the comments section for you. So just back up one and go forward one after you saved it, and you've got it.
Yeah, it's showing it under the clock as 11 miles, but it's still 5,000 plus miles in the comment section. But I suppose I could just fix that manually in the comment section.
Well, anything that is saved down there, it won't overwrite it because it doesn't know if you put that in or if it put that in. So it's not going to overwrite it. But if you delete the comment, delete it out, then save his record, and then go back one and come forward one, it should, well, that's what I did a minute ago, and it calculated it for me. Yeah, it just did it. I manually went off of it with the mouse on the table. I went, instead of using the forward and backwards button, I just clicked on the record ahead and then clicked on his record, and it re-put it in the comments because there was nothing to overwrite there.
Saved current and backed up, came forward. It's given me the right distance under the clock, but in the log itself, it's just still blank. So, let's see. Let me try something else here.
Yeah, so just use your mouse and click on the record before him and then click on his record, and it should come back in the comments if you've taken everything out of the comments. Make sure you take spaces and all. Don't leave a space in there because it's checking for anything.
Now I got it. I had to, I just typed in 11 miles on the, in the comment section. I left out the 5,000 and now it's in there. Although I left a space here, so it's actually got a space and doesn't line up the rest of them. So, save current. I backed it up. Okay. All right. That takes care of him. I'll take care of the other guy here. Where'd he go? Hey, there he is. The other guy's 570 miles away in Taylor's. I didn't realize Taylor's was that far, but I'll go get his grid and that. Okay, that's all I need. Sorry to keep you up. Talk at you later. KM4RJN, I am clear.
Okay, well, appreciate you playing around with that, finding things. I could add another button. I was thinking under phonics, it just says manually calculate the distance and does all that for you. I'll put that on the list for next time I get in there editing the code. Anyway, take care. Good talking to you. KM4RJN, W4DJW, clear.